Hello, my name's Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Make One and Be Done. A few weeks ago, here on the Fidget Revolution, I posted an article where I talked about the fact that I only make a single copy of each image that I make. And some of you thought that was an interesting idea, some of you thought it was crazy, but you know, essentially I make a single print and that's it. I don't do limited editions, I don't do open-ended editions, the idea of just one is, for me, perfect. And I thought today I would talk a little bit about sort of the process that I went through to get to sort of making that decision. Okay. Over 20 years ago, when I was first getting into photography, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to sit down and show my work to a very well-established gallery/art dealer. And after a nice conversation, you know, he said he wanted to carry my work. I'm not going to say who or where. And you know, we went through sort of the standard gallery talk, you know, how much money I'm going to make and all that kind of stuff. And then the conversation came to, do I do limited editions? Well, I'd never really kind of thought about this. You know, and he said, well, are you open to the idea of a limited edition? And I said, sure. So I threw out, I said, well, you know, why don't I make editions of 250? And he kind of looked at me like I was crazy and said, well, that's a little high. And so he then showed me the work of other some very famous photographers who had done limited editions or who had done, you know, a portfolio that was limited and sort of went over like the numbers that they had used. I mean, how many prints they had made. And so after this conversation, you know, we settled on the number 25. So I'd gone from making 250 prints to 25 prints. But I felt real good about the idea of making 25 prints. So for the next year, I sort of wrapped my mind around that. Well, at the end of that year, I was no longer represented by this gallery, but that's an entirely completely different conversation. And I decided that 25 images was just way too many. I had no interest in printing one of my images that many times. I have sort of the personal belief that my next image will always be my best image. And the idea of revisiting an image again and again and again really goes against sort of my sort of feelings about my work and, you know, how I want my work to evolve. So I said, I've got to come up with a better solution. So I decided to make 7 prints. It's one of my lucky numbers. It was a number that I thought I felt comfortable making that many prints. And at the same time, I adopted the tiering method of pricing prints. This is standard practice in a lot of galleries where print number 1, 2, and 3 were going to be the least expensive. And then 4 and 5 would be a little bit more, and 6 and 7 would be the most expensive prints. And this made a lot of sense, and once again, I said it's something that's practiced by an awful lot of galleries. Well, I followed this sort of setup for about the next 10 years or so, and it worked really well. But at the end of that 10-year time, I sat down and I said, you know what, let me look at what's happened. Let me pull out all of my sales for the last 10 years and see how work is selling. And what I found was that I had never sold an entire edition completely out. I had never sold all 7 prints of anything. Most of the prints sold 1, 2, or 3 copies. Some sold 5 or 6, but nothing sold 100%. But what the consequence of this was financially was that if I kept selling only print number 1, 2, and 3, I wasn't making enough money because those were the least expensive prints. I had priced my work based on the idea of selling the entire edition. So I really was going to have a difficult time, you know, continuing to photograph at the amount of money that I was making from the sales of my work. Additionally, making 7 prints was still, it just seemed a little high to me. You know, it was a lot of time back in the dark room, and it just really wasn't fitting perfectly. And at this time, I was also transitioning into digital printing. I knew that was something that I really wanted to embrace. And at this time, this is over a decade ago, digital printing was sort of just starting to be sort of introduced and accepted sort of in fine art circles. And I knew that if I sat around and said, I'm going to do an edition of 10 or 20, that was going to be a problem, that people were going to think that I was just slapping paper in a machine and pressing print. There was this whole perception that digital printing was easy and that somehow, you know, analog wet darkroom printing was somehow much more difficult and thus more valuable. So I had to come up with a solution to solve that situation as well. So I said, you know what, why don't I make an edition of 3? 3 was also one of my lucky numbers. It was a small enough number that I felt comfortable with it. I got rid of the tiering system, so all 3 prints would be the exact same price. And it was also small enough that, you know, with a little bit of educating my clients, I felt that the digital prints could go forward and it would make total sense. And it did. Making 3 copies of every image was fantastic. I did it for the next 7 or 8 years, and I sold out complete editions. You know, I was making more money on all my prints, and it worked out really, really, really well. But also around this time, I started exploring rarer papers, papers with unique surfaces that were very difficult to print on. The scale of my work was getting much, much, much larger. The price point was getting more expensive to produce a print. And I started realizing that I really wasn't sure in a lot of cases if I could actually make 3 copies of some of these images, just because they were so difficult to produce. So my wife, Eve Ogdenshaw, and at the time we both were running Indian Hill Gallery, but I'll get more into that in a minute, suggested to me, she said, you know, Steve, why don't you just make a one of one? You don't seem to be comfortable with the idea of doing these editions. Just make a one of one. Well, as a photographer, of course, that was scary as hell. I mean, even though I was making only 3 copies of an image, there was still something warm and fuzzy about being able to make 3 copies of the image. And the fact that now I was going to limit myself to just a single print was really, really, really scary. But then I thought about it, and I said, well, wait a minute. Paintings are all one of ones. When a sculptor makes a sculpture in marble, it's a one of one. Now, granted, you can do variations on an image, and so can I, but the image is still a one of one. And I said, well, that's fine. If a painter can do it, that's good enough for me. And then I also thought that I said, you know, also, if you think about it, photography in its beginnings was a one of one. The daguerreotype process was a one of one image. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. It was really scary. I was starting to make my really big Sakura prints, which are these 3 by 6 and 7 foot long images. And at the time, you know, we had Indian Hill Gallery. We put the work up on the wall, and, you know, we were hopeful that this was going to be a real good decision. And it was. It was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. We sold more work as one of ones of my own than I really had ever sold. And one of the big motivating factors that I know Eve and I both believe was the fact that when a client would come in and look at a work on a wall, if they could see that it was an open-ended edition, that, you know, there could be 1,000 prints, there really wasn't a motivating factor to buy that print today. They knew they, if we had sold it, they could always contact us and get another one. If they looked at the wall and said, you know, this is a small edition of 3 and this is print number 3, there's more of a motivating factor to buy the image if you love it. When they look at a print and they know it's a one of one and that is it, you know, the Moscow rules of shopping sort of kick in. If you love it, buy it, because it might not be there tomorrow. And what this did is it changed our clients' relationship to my work, and it also changed our clients' relationship and understanding of what photography is. They now were thinking about photography the way they thought about a painting. This also, of course, allowed me to increase my price point thus again. So it was just good, good all the way around. Additionally, you know, it forces me as a photographic artist to constantly be photographing, to constantly be reinventing my obsession and getting out there and making new work, because I always have to have something new. Provided I'm selling work, there's always going to be an empty wall space somewhere where I need to put a new work of art. So I've been working this way now for, you know, at least the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm about to have another show here at Indian Hill Image Works. And this is sort of what got me thinking about all this. The show is going to open October 9th. We have an opening from 5 to 7, and then on the 10th of October, we'll be open all day from 9 to 5. All the works in the show are a one of one. They're affordably priced on the wall because they're a smaller scale, beautiful raw handmade papers, and so far we've already sold 6 prints. The show hasn't even opened. And I can tell you that the fact that they're one-of-one images is a motivating factor for people to buy the work. Now, am I telling you right now to stop printing 10 copies of your prints or stop doing limited editions? No. This is what works for me. You need to decide what works for you. What I would suggest is, if you've never tried anything that I just mentioned, if you've never done a limited edition or any of these different things, try it. If you're about to go on a photographic trip somewhere, if you've got a little body of work you've been working on, go ahead and say to yourself, I'm going to limit this to 3, or I'm going to limit this to 5 prints, and see how it goes. See if it works for you. You might find that you like this. You like sort of this, you know, limiting factor, because it always forces you to keep working. And there's another thing that's really important here. With the current pace of technology right now, if you're doing, say, an edition of 10, and let's say it's going to take you, let's say you sell a print a year, in 10 years, do you really think you're going to have access to the technology that you made that first print with? Probably not. So it's going to be difficult, unless you print everything out in a span of time, to be able to reproduce an image the way you actually reproduced the first image. I mean, think about what happened to photographers when Patriga Rapid was no longer made. All these people freaked out because the paper that they were printing their work on was gone. This is going to happen in the digital end as well, and it's something to always keep in mind. You know, if you're already doing limited editions and you sort of want to dip your foot a little farther into the water, think about doing a one-of-one. Think about just doing a small series of one-of-ones and see how it goes. It might work for you. It might not work for you. For me, it's been the best decision I've ever made. These are just my thoughts. I can't wait to hear yours. Have a great day.